McCam, I tell you, well, first off, it is a beautiful morning. The sun is shining and a great crowd, of course, all physically distanced and wearing masks, getting ready for, you know, a big mile marker or kilometer marker, I should say. Neil Dunsmore taking in 500 kilometers to raise awareness about mental health in our community and across the country. So, Neil, I'm going to let you take it away.
Well, we're heading from here today at 1 McDonald Square at the township offices, and I'm not going to stop. Well, I'll stop every day. I'm going to do 30 kilometers a day. And we're going to head right to Parliament Hill just to raise awareness for the mental health and suicide issues that are not just in our community but across the country. And we're going to go right to Parliament Hill. I don't know who will meet us there other than my good friend Senator Rob Black, who has agreed that he will meet me there. And he's going to walk the last 150 kilometers with me. No, I'm joking. He's going to walk the last 5 or 10. I wouldn't put him through that. And we're going to go all the way there and raise awareness for the mental health issue that's here. It's called Stop the Silence, which is a very appropriate tagline, because mental health issues are the best kept secret. We have two pandemics that are going on right now, COVID and mental health, and COVID will pass, but mental health issues will be with us for the rest of our lives, and we need to start dealing with it better, stopping the silence and having conversations around it, and most of all, stamping out the stigma. It's the one illness that everybody keeps a secret because they're embarrassed to reach out for help. And we need to change that stigma. And I'm a big hockey fan, and I watched the hockey last night. And Robin Lehner, who is the goaltender for the Las Vegas Knights, he said it the best at the NHL awards ceremony last year. He has mental health illnesses. He's bipolar. He has OCD. And he stood in front of a huge audience and he said, I'm not a coward. I am strong because I have mental health illness and I ask for help. And that's the biggest message I want to get out there is ask for help. There's all kinds of programs out there. It's not a marketing problem. It's a stigma problem. And let's get people talking about it and let's get people reaching out. You know, here in our town, we have here 24/7, 1-844-437-3247. If you or anybody you know are struggling, reach out, call. There are people here to help. Let's stop keeping it quiet. Let's talk about it and get people the help they need.
And people are here today to join you, Neil, on your first little kilometers of the walk. Beautiful day. And, of course, you are raising awareness with the Cody Shepherd Project as well, too. And how can they donate and help you out?
Okay, so they can donate here today. The Cody Shepherd Project is here if anybody wants to reach out and drop some money for them. Also, you can go to the CodyShepherdProject.com, go to the media page, and you will see my ugly face there. If you scroll down, you'll see the Help Neil button. Click on that, and it'll take you to a donation page with Big Brothers Big Sisters, who are another partner of ours and have done a fabulous job in helping us out. And you can donate there, and you can see the amount that's been donated, and see what our goal is, which is $25,000. And I think we haven't taken a step yet, and we're just under 10 today. So that's the more people that help, the better off we'll be. And all of that goes to local programs that help people with mental health.